Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Back in January, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam ignited a social media firestorm when he issued a statement in support of House Bill 2491, which seemed to endorse the use of infanticide in instances where an unwanted child was born alive. Now, the same issue will be debated in Montana. This morning, the Senate Judiciary Committee will take up consideration of Senate Bill 354, also known as the Montana Born Alive Infant Protection Act. The act states that viable infants born alive, whether wanted or not, must be given all the medically appropriate and reasonable medical treatment necessary to sustain life. The issue first came to the forefront in 1999 when Jill Stanek, a nurse at Christ Hospital in Oak Lane, Illinois, said that infants that survived induced labor abortions were routinely placed in a hospital utility room where they were left exposed and allowed to die. The publicity and resulting outcry led to the passage of the Federal Born Alive Infant Protection Act in 2002. It was so popular that it passed the U.S. House of Representatives on a resounding voice vote and later passed the Senate by 98-0. Even Hillary Clinton, Ted Kennedy, Barbara Boxer, and John Kerry voted yes. The problem with the federal law is that it only applies to hospitals or employees operated by the federal government or those that receive federal funding. Private or state-operated hospitals and clinics are exempt. Thus began the effort to adopt the same protections at the state level. So far, 26 states have laws mandating a specific affirmative duty of physicians to provide medical care and treatment to born-alive infants at any stage of development, and 3 additional states that require medically appropriate care and treatment after viability. It amazes me that we even need to have this discussion, but have it we will when groups like Planned Parenthood, NARAL, and the ever-present ACLU step up to claim that it isn't necessary or will interfere with a woman's right to have an abortion. So is it necessary? According to recent statistics, it most certainly is. While Montana fails to keep records on the number of infants born alive, statistics from other states provide some insight. In Florida, 11 infants were born alive during abortions in 2017, and 6 were born alive in 2018. Florida has a Born Alive Infant Protection Act, as do Arizona and Minnesota. In Arizona, 10 infants were born alive in 2017, and 1 was born alive in Minnesota in 2017. The key part of Montana's Born Alive Act is on page 3, lines 16 and 17, where it states, quote, "A born-alive infant who is viable must be treated as a legal person under the laws of this state with the same rights to medically appropriate and reasonable care and treatment," end quote. This bill is being fast-tracked, so it's important to make your voice heard as quickly as possible. Please call the Capitol Switchboard at 444-4800, that's 444-4800, and ask your senator to vote yes on Senate Bill 354, the Born Alive Infant Protection Act. Once again, that number is 444-4800, or follow the instructions on our website at montanafamily.org. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.